Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis Perik Ches, nicht ne Dalet. Amir Rabbi Yeshua. Shemati, hört von my Rebbeim. Shasaris. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis Perik Ches, nicht ne Dalet. Amir Rabbi Yeshua said, Shemati, Shasaris Choylates, Vacholzen Lish. Shasaris is a kind of person that can't have children. We know he can't have children. Unless he's healed from this condition. So, Rabbi Yeshua tells us, I heard from my Rebbeim that there's a certain type of Saris that chaylates. He does chalitza, and if he's the one that passed away without children, v'chaltsin le'ishtoi, then his brothers perform chalitza with his wife. Then v'asaris is a different type of Saris that loy chaylates. He won't give chalitza when his brother passes away, v'loy chaltsin le'ishtoi, and his brothers won't perform chalitza with his wife if the Saris passes away. V'eini lefarish. And I don't know how to explain by which saris is there chalitza, by which one is there no chalitza. Rabbi Kiva said, Ani afaresh. I'll explain it. Saris Adam. Let's say we have someone. When he was born, he was not a saris. Something happened to him afterwards. Saris Adam means a person inflicted an injury on him, but it doesn't have to be dafka person. It could be he became sick, it could be there was an injury. This person chalitza v'chaltsin le'ishtai. He does chalitza with his brother's wife, and his brothers would perform chalitza with his wife. And they shahoyse lo shasa kosher, because at one time, he was able to have children before it happened. Saris chama, chama literally is the son, but what it means to say is, from the moment he saw the son, from the day he was born, he was a saris, he was born that way. Loy chalitz, he doesn't do chalitza with his brother's wife, but loy chalitza le'ishtai. And if he passes away, they won't do chalitza. His brothers went to chalitza with his wife, and they shalei hoisle shasa kosher, because there was never a time in his life that he could have had children. The Torah says, explains about Tanur, the purpose of the yivam was v'lo yimocha shemoi. But this person, the hashgacha was, he shouldn't have children to start with. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the opposite, loiki, it's not so. Like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer will also explain what Rabbi Yeshua heard. That sometimes the Saras is Chaylitz v'Chaylitzin le'ishtai and sometimes not. But he says the opposite Svar. El Esris Chama, if he was born a Saris, Chaylitz, he does Chalitza with his brother's wife. V'Chaylitzin le'ishtai and his brothers would do Chalitza with his wife. You know why? Neshiyesh le'refuah. Because he can be healed. Saris Adam, if he became a Saris by an injury that a person did, Loi Chaylitz v'Loi Chaylitzin le'ishtai. He doesn't do chalitza with his brother's wife, and his brothers won't do chalitza with his wife, v'nei she'ein loy refu. So the Mishnah Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira testified, al ben Megusas, on a man by the name of ben Megusas, shayi b'Yishalayim, was in Yishalayim, Saris Adam, he was a Saris Adam, v'yibmo es ishtoi. And when he passed away, Chazal told his brother, you can be Meyavim, his wife. L'kayim divi Rabbi Akiva, this supports Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Akiva says, Saris Adam is the one that we do say, Choylitz v'chaltzin le'ishtai. So again, Rabbi Yeshua told us, he heard that a Saris says, Choylitz v'chaltzin le'ishtai, and sometimes not. I don't know when yes, when not. Rabbi Akiva says, Saris Adam, the injury was inflicted by a person. And like we explained, it could also mean by illness or an injury. Then chaylitz v'chaltzin le'ishtai. Because Lamaisa, when he was born, he didn't have this problem yet. Saris chama, which means as soon as he saw the sunshine, he already had the problem. He never had a time that it was good. And then we say, loy chaylitz v'chaltzin le'ishtai. But Elias is just the opposite. A saris chama is chaylitz v'chaltzin le'ishtai because he has a refuah. A saris adam does not have a refuah. Yeshua ben Seira said, Edis, and a person by the name of Ben Megusas in Yerushalayim, who was a Saris Adam, and the Chachamim said to his brother that there could be Miyavim, his wife.